friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Dick Van Dyke breaks into song with quartet at Denny's and performs Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, written by Adam Staton, read by Adam Staton. Diners at a Denny's got more than they expected when Dick Van Dyke and his quartet, the Fantastics, gave an impromptu performance of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, the song. Dick has experienced a storied career in Hollywood, which has spanned decades. He's had roles in several classic television shows and films. Back in the 1960s, Dick was the main character in his own sitcom with the Dick Van Dyke Show. He also danced with cartoon penguins in the Disney classic Mary Poppins. A few years later, after the film about the magical nanny, Dick followed that up by starring in another beloved movie. This one was about a flying car, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. As YouTube video shows, Dick and members of the Fantastics were enjoying a meal at a Denny's in Santa Monica, California, when they broke out in song. They sang the theme song to the 1968 film Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Dick and his buddies sound terrific. Several people can be seen in the video with their phones out to record the special once-in-a-lifetime moment. Dick, the legendary entertainer, plays to the crowd, laughing and smiling at his audience. He is clearly having a great time. The crowd also loves what they hear in the popular restaurant. Everyone claps and cheers at the conclusion of their performance, bringing a big smile to Dick's face. Others who commented on the video mentioned how much they love and adored it. "I just love that you can tell he has had as much fun performing as people did watching," one person posted. "There are no words to describe how adorable he is," someone else wrote. "This man is a legend. I absolutely adore him. And he still got it," a third person commented. "The glory of young men is their strength, and the beauty of old men is the gray head." Proverbs 20:29.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Harrison Gilks documents final days before he takes his last breath at 18, surrounded by family. Written by Adam Staton, read by Adam Staton. One young man, facing a grim medical diagnosis, decided to use the time he had left to go out and enjoy life. Cancer is a frightening word that immediately strikes fear and dread in anyone who is unfortunate enough to hear it from a medical professional. No matter the form, a cancer diagnosis is enough to cause the patient and their loved ones much trepidation, and rightfully so. However, one young man, 18-year-old Harrison Gilks, decided to do something else entirely. In a video posted to TikTok in June 2022, Harrison mentioned the awful news he just received. He has terminal cancer. But during the same clip, Harrison also unveiled what he planned to do with his remaining time on Earth, according to People. "I'd like to make a little series called, maybe like Bucket List Series," he says. "I want to go out and do a bunch of stuff that I've always wanted to do, you know. I'm not sure what yet." Later in that clip, he suggests possibly going skydiving and stuff along those lines. Harrison goes out, enjoys life, doing everything he always wanted to do. In the follow-up video, Harrison announced he was going to a music festival. At the festival, he got to meet country singer Luke Combs. In another video, Harrison, while in Los Angeles, attended an LA Rams game and even got a member of the Atlanta Falcons to take a selfie with him. He also met members of the Montreal Canadiens hockey team in another video. In addition to sharing his adventures with his followers, The brave young man also shared updates about his cancer. He also talked about how his treatment was progressing. In one of the last videos in Harrison's Bucket List series, he visited Cancun, Mexico with friends. He also shared a video of him parasailing in the country. Sadly, Harrison's brother posted a video on March 30th, 2023, informing everyone that Harrison had passed away. He said, "He was not in pain when he passed away and was with his family." The young man, who had just lost a brother, also thanked everyone around the world for their support and their encouragement. Harrison's brother added that it really did mean a lot to him. What a sad and terrible outcome for Harrison and his family. However, Harrison, during his sickness, showed tremendous strength and bravery. When he could have remained fearful, he chose instead to enjoy the time God had given him. Psalms 34:18, "The Lord is near to the brokenhearted. He is the Savior of those whose spirits are crushed down."
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.